All right, this is a bit of a tough one here this morning, Pollard, because it's off the back of tragedy that people have, you know, rallied together. And it doesn't always have to be a local person for the Central Coast to show some love and support to people who need it. And mm-hmm. we know over the summer it's been devastating what we've gone through in Australia with these bushfires. But when volunteer firefighters are losing their life out there just trying to help others, that is the ultimate tragedy, I feel.
That's terrible.
And Samuel McPaul was 28 years old and he was out fighting the fires. His fire truck flipped in the Green Valley blaze and he lost his life on New Year's Eve, the 31st of December. I remember the story coming through. I saw it. I took a look at the news story. He has a young family and you just think, there's nothing to think, really. I mean, you're just numb to it.
You honestly just can't. Oh.
So, look, and many people are doing great things to raise money and with their donations, and we love to see that. But the Breakers Basketball Stadium is putting on a 3-on-3 basketball comp, which is happening this Friday night. And Samuel was involved with the Wagga Wagga basketball community, and he was a player, he was a coach, he was a referee, he did it all. So it's great to see Breakers get on board this. Mick Ryan is the general manager, and 50% of the money raised on Friday is going to the family and 50% going to the RFS. And Mick joins us on the air right now. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Mick.
Hi, Gawndy. How are Ash? How are you going?
We're good.
Great, mate. This is a great little fundraiser that you've got going. If you can't go to the game, how can you donate?
Okay, so basically we have on our website, it's www.bistadium.com.au, and it has links there that goes directly to the Rural Fire Service donation online and also the McPaul family online. So it's pretty simple, so we'd appreciate anyone that can spare the money and get online and donate to the very much needed causes.
How's the response been so far from the Central Coast community?
Oh, pretty good, Gawndy. We've had about 20 teams nominate for tomorrow night's 3-on-3 tournament. So they'll all get about 3 or 4 games, which will run from, say, 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. So we've already guaranteed of making some good money, but also we're going to be having donation at raffles for people that do attend for spectators and members of our club.
Well, I guess that's what we can do right now, Pollard, is encourage people for a Friday night, if you're looking for something to do, get to the Breakers Indoor Basketball Stadium and watch these guys play and donate some money, because it's going to be a feel-good event, right?
Yes, it is. It's a casual event, but we just, at short notice, we just wanted to do something, because there's a lot of Australian organisations that are doing great things. And we're just trying to do what we can to contribute. So we're looking forward to anyone that can come down and just have a laugh and watch some of our teams play. And if they can spare it, donate some money to these causes.
Oh, this is fab. So tell me, for entry, is it $10 for an adult, $5 for children? This is to be courtside. And then do you have to pay to enter as a team?
Yeah, the actual registrations have closed, Ash, but that was $80 a team. So we've already raised over about $1,600. And also, I just want to give a little shout out to our Sunday Scrimmage Social Basketball Group. They've already raised over $750 just from the last two Sundays. They're a great social basketball club with teenagers, adults, and blokes up to their 70s, or at least they look 70, but from my observations, but they've raised tremendous money. So I've been very proud of the members and the way they've reacted to this.
It's been such a tragedy, Mick. Like, this whole ordeal has been horrible. And just to see in light of that, of the situation that's currently gripping Australia, how our country comes together is remarkable. It just doesn't it make you proud to be Australian?
Yes, it does, and it's unfortunate that we need these examples to show what our true characters are. But it's even been from overseas as well. And look, I was down in Albury last week, and the fires are still going. I know the media has dropped off a little bit on it, but they're still down there working ridiculous hours to keep these fires under control.
Hey, it's unbelievable work they do, Mick. Have you been in touch with the McPaul family?
Not directly. We will do so shortly. And as you're aware, the funeral was only just in recent days. And So we'll get in touch with them and show our support. And it won't be just for now. We'll probably start doing something like this every year.
Okay, well, look, hopefully we can raise some big coin on Friday night. I'm a massive basketball fan, and I was getting these emails through, and I thought we need to give that some airtime. And, Mick, I will say I've been to a few basketball games. $10 is the cheapest courtside seat you'll find anywhere.
Ever.
Everyone's welcome. But, Gordy, I know you're not available this weekend, but I'd love you to join that Sunday scrimmage and show us what you've got, mate.
Yeah, I have been invited down before, Mick, but someone told me it gets a little bit rough, and I'm...
He's precious.
Yeah, I'm a bit soft.
I'll put you on Timmy Tyrrell's team, mate. He's the godfather of the Sunday scrimmage, so I'll put you on his team.
Yep, I need an enforcer behind me who can get in a fight for me if it all breaks out. But look, Mick, unfortunately I can't be there on Friday. I am off, but I wish you all the best raising money. And it's amazing to see Central Coast people getting together for this sort of thing, even though Samuel wasn't a Central Coast guy himself. But that doesn't matter. All that stuff's aside, and hopefully you guys raise some great coin Friday night.
Good on you, Mick.
Tomorrow night.
Cool. Thanks, Ash. Thanks, Gorney. Appreciate your support.
Thanks, mate.